Wow, what a song that is. You are being loved. It's a constant thing. Being, yeah? Not being loved, gonna be. You are being. Right at this precise moment, you are being loved, whether you feel you are or not. Whether you feel, you know, nobody could love you. Who could possibly love me? We're coming up to Valentine's Day, which is cruel for so many people if they're not in relationships. And it's plastered everywhere, yeah? And it's really just a fluffy thing because, you know, you do it because you do it. Where's my good lady? She sat over here. You do it because you need to do it. I've got to buy a Valentine's card. If I only love my wife on the 14th, is it the 14th of February, and send her a card, you know, what is the point? For some people, and I say it quite openly, it's going through the motions. Oh, I better do something, yeah? And that could be the extent of our love sometimes. But we are being loved by God, yeah? And that's the whole purpose of this Loving God series. Mike said we started in September. I reckon we could go on till September never ends. And we'd never stop talking about loving God. God loving us and us loving him. That's the purpose of it. It's a loving God, yeah? It's a loving God towards us, but our love towards him as well. But if you've got no love towards God today, God is still loving you. You are being loved. It's unbelievable, isn't it? We can't get it into our heads that those ISIS killers, God is loving them. Yes. I can't get it into my mind. But that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Even though it's hard, God is loving them. He wants to love them. Anyway, I won't give another sermon. I'll carry on with this one first. Let's go to Mark chapter 1. And over these next few weeks, we're looking into some of the stories in Mark's gospel. This particular story is in three Gospels. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's the story of the man with leprosy. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. It's a well-known story. And it says this, a man with leprosy, if you want to change that to Ebola, then it would fit in the culture that we're in today. That's how serious leprosy was. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. This is a story from death to life. Is it any wonder that that guy went away and just said nothing? Is it any wonder when you've just gone from death to life? And Jesus says, don't say a word. How on earth could you possibly? He must have been bursting as he saw those sores just disappear. As he felt himself come to life, as he felt health and strength. What else could he do? But just go and tell everyone what God had done. And I think Jesus really had to do that. That was part of what he had to do. He had to tell him to go and show himself to the priest. That was the legal thing to do in the day. But if I'm really feeling the heart of Jesus, he really wanted to say, just go and tell everybody, mate, what's happened. You've come from death to life. But you know, we ask a few questions. What on earth was Jesus doing near a leper? Why would he go anywhere near him? We don't really know. But either that leper had broken camp, because leprosy and lepers were kept outside. They were in special camps. They weren't allowed in the town. So maybe he was on his way even to join that camp. Or maybe he'd come out of the camp. He'd heard Jesus was maybe passing. I don't know. We don't know. Maybe the guy had just said bye-bye to his family for the last time and was on his way to the camp. We don't really know the reason. But we know one thing. The leper knew Jesus, and he knew
what Jesus could do. Those words, Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. There was no doubt. There wasn't an if, a maybe. He knew that Jesus could. He knew what Jesus could do. And then it says, Jesus, filled with compassion, reached out his hand. We're talking about Jesus here. Where could he have been? What could he have been doing? Stopped by a guy that nobody else would even have anywhere or time for, would even want to go anywhere near, but Jesus stopped. Filled with compassion for one outcast guy. That's loving God. That's the loving God for you and me today. If you're feeling outcast, if you're feeling nobody cares, feeling God's rejected you, where are you, God? You're not meeting in my situation. Jesus is there. He's filled with compassion towards you. And Jesus didn't just reach out his hand from 30 yards and say, yeah, be healed. He could have done. He reached out and he touched him. The guy fell at Jesus' knees. Jesus didn't, when he fell there, just take 10 steps back. I bet the disciples did. I bet the disciples sort of did a runner. Yeah? I think John did, because this isn't recorded in John's gospel. So I think he did a runner. He just got out the way. He didn't know what happened. He saw the leper coming. I'm off. See, Jesus gets up close and personal. And he touched him. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Jesus is willing today for you and me. He's willing to meet you where you are. He's willing to meet me where I am. He's not at a distance. Sometimes we feel God's, where are you? The enemy says, where's your God now? So many illustrations in scripture of that. God says, no, I'm right here. I'm willing. I'm not at arm's length. I'm up close and personal. Just imagine the touch of Jesus. Imagine the touch of Jesus. There's a song we used to sing, and it says this, and I think it's based on this story. He touched me. He touched me. And oh, the joy that filled my soul. Something happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. Imagine the touch of Jesus on that leper's life. Probably nobody had touched him for weeks, months maybe. Probably no one else ever would touch him again. Not even his family would go near him. But Jesus touched him. He filled with compassion. When Jesus is filled with compassion, what can he do other than let it out? He's got to let it out. It's got to overflow to others. That's why on a number of occasions we see the disciples saying, well, just not, he's not interested. He's not interested in those little children. Look, take him away. He's not bothered. The lady who touched the hem of his garment, look, who touched me? Don't be stupid. Who touched? Yeah. Jesus knows. He's filled with compassion. He cares for the ones. He cares for the outcasts. He cares for those who don't matter. And he hasn't changed today, guys. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. His touch has still its ancient power. That's another line from a song. Do you know he hears our cry? Then that leper came. It would have been easy to walk away, and nobody would have batted an eyelid if Jesus had just said, not today, thank you. Because thousands of others did it all the time. They just threw them out of the city, but Jesus didn't. And he heard that cry. He heard the cry of the leper, and he hears your cry. He sees our needs, and he's just as willing to touch us as he was to touch that leper. You see, it was life and death for that guy. No wonder he begged Jesus. It was worth the risk. What risk was he taking? He was just taking another risk of either a chance of life, a chance of healing, or what else, just getting kicked up and beaten up and thrown out again. What difference would it make? This was a chance to meet Jesus. And you know, Jesus is always willing to help us. He's a loving God. And he's passing here today. And you know, we matter to Jesus today. That on that little verses we saw coming through there, it said something about someone being ragged and left and bereft.
but Jesus loving them. And that's an illustration of this guy. He mattered to Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Hard to comprehend that we matter too. In everything that God, the mighty God, creator of the world, loves you today. You are being loved. If you feel you've been let down this week, if you feel things haven't gone your way this week, if you feel rejected this week, and I know that's true of some people in this room today. I know what it feels to be rejected when you get that phone call, not interested, when you send another email and nobody comes back to you. We get it all the time. We've heard stories today and testimonies of what it feels like when you get a bump. But Jesus said, you matter to me. I love you. I care for you. Jesus was his only hope. And you know, without Jesus, well, we've got no hope at all. He is our only hope. He's our only hope. I hope everybody in this room today has got a living relationship with Jesus. But if you haven't, then you need to. Because leprosy and sin separate you. And sin separates you from God. And you need to come to him for forgiveness. You need to come and feel the touch of Jesus on your life today. Receive his forgiveness today. That's why we've been celebrating this communion. It reminds us, each one of us, that we need the forgiveness of Jesus and what he achieved at the cross for us by dying for our sins so that we could be forgiven. And today, if you've never done that, you need to do it right now. Exactly the same as that leper came. Jesus, if you're willing, and Jesus says, I'm willing, be forgiven. I'm willing, be healed. Those of you who do Word for Today, the UCB, today's reading, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and it says this, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. Now, today. Don't put it off. If you're standing at a distance, don't put it off any longer. That leper couldn't put it off any longer. I don't know how long he had to live, but he knew he was on death row. He couldn't put it off any longer. I've got to get to Jesus. I know he can do it. Today, don't procrastinate. Don't say, well, maybe, if, could be, possibly. No, come to Jesus and say, Lord, I need you today. And he doesn't mind you coming again and again and again. He wants you to come and say, Lord, I need you. Touch my life. Are you willing? Yes, I'm willing. Break into my situation. And he's there for you, and he's there for me. There's another aspect to this story which I just want to bring out as well. And it's the Bible says this. It says that the earth is groaning. Do you think the earth is groaning? I just get that. The earth is groaning. And I don't know how the earth groans, whether you can hear the earth groaning. But, you know, sometimes you just get that angst. Have you ever watched the news and you just get that feeling of, oh, what's the heart of God doing when if he watches the 9 o'clock news? You know, I have to switch it off sometimes. I mean, I am a news freak, I must admit. I like the news, I like to be kept informed, but sometimes I've got to switch it off. I can't watch it. Because it just wrecks me. Goodness only knows what it's doing to the heart of God when he looks down at his creation. The earth is groaning. And guys, who's going to make the difference in the world, or who could make a difference in the world? Maybe sometimes we think we couldn't make the slightest difference. But guys, if we don't think we can make the slightest difference, then who else can? We have the answer. We can make a difference today. We can, like Colin said there, we can show forgiveness. Yeah? When somebody hurts us, when somebody stabs us in the back, instead of stabbing back, we can show forgiveness. Wouldn't it have been great this week if Jordan, instead of sending rockets and planes over to blast everybody off the face of the earth, said, well, hang on a minute, guys. We totally forgive you guys. And we want to help you guys to get your mind right and get your facts right. And we want to love you. I know in the human realm, it'll probably never happen. But wouldn't that be a better solution than just throwing a few bombs and a few more and back and two we go? Yeah. And I'm not a politician, but that's the truth. And that's really what would make the difference. If someone stood up and said, I love you, I care for you, can we help you? And guys, in society today, we are the ones that can make the difference. We are the Jesus on our streets. We are the Jesus where we work, in Tom's work. We are those who can make a difference when people need something. We are the ones they can fall at our knees. Now, maybe not literally, it'd be great if they do. But they can just come and say, can you help me? Are you willing to help me? Are you willing to come alongside me? Are you willing to care for me? What have you got that you can give to me? So I ask you today, what's your testimony like? People knew who Jesus was. This leper knew Jesus. And he said, this guy can do something for me. I know he can. What's our testimony like in the world? Are we visible? Are we audible? Do people know by our lifestyles, by our actions, by our attitudes that we can make a difference? Are we talking about Jesus? You see, we need to be Jesus. Because if we're not, then nobody else is. And we can make a difference where we are. In those difficult situations, where it appears things are against us, we can make a difference. When it appears people throw it in our faces, we've heard what Tabo shared this morning. When it appears people are not interested, we've still got to be there. Yeah? We've still got to care. We've still got to love. We've still got to reach out and touch others. Be willing, just like Jesus was. Not walk away. We can do something. We can make a difference. And if we don't, who's going to do it? The Bible says the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Are we going to reach out and touch? There's nobody else goes where you go. There's nobody else goes where I go. There's nobody else works where you work. There's nobody else keeps the company you keep, mixes with the people you meet. You're the one that can make the difference and impact. Jesus was passing that way that day. You're passing that way tomorrow. You're passing that way on throughout the week. You can make the difference. You can reach out and do things. You might feel inadequate. You might feel I can't make a difference, but you can. How are you going to do it? Obviously, you've got to be praying. You've got to be in that position where you say, God, I really want you to use me. I want you to be in the center of my life. Jesus couldn't do it on his own strength. He needed to be in touch with the Father. That's why he spent so much time alone with him. And that's what we need to do, guys. So Jesus was in that position where he knew he was moving in God. We need to spend that time in prayer and in his word. We need to ask Jesus to help us. We need to ask him to increase our faith. I'm not saying for 1 minute, guys, this is easy. It isn't easy. It's tough. Because we know we're going to get a few brickbacks, maybe. We're going to get a few digs and a few snidey things. And a few maybe not nice things might happen. But we're still going to say, Lord, will you use me to make a difference where I am? Maybe we need to befriend somebody. There's a lot of lonely people outside, a lot of lonely people who need our help that we can befriend them. Maybe a small act of kindness. Maybe it is a Valentine's card. Maybe it's a birthday card. Maybe it's a bunch of flowers. A visit, maybe a coffee, I don't know. Maybe it's a bit bigger. Maybe it's a meal. Whatever it is, we need to befriend and get out and mix and share with people to get where the action is. Because we can make a difference. Jesus is the only hope of the world. We've got an opportunity coming up over the next couple of weekends. There's a neighbour of Nick and Nadia who I've been to see, and Nadia's been spending a lot of time with this lady. And really, it's where is Nick? Is he out with the kids? I was going to ask him to say something, but it's a difficult situation. The lady is basically being an alcoholic and just really got nothing, and I mean nothing. In the house where she lives, the council have fitted new kitchens and new bathrooms, but the rest of the house is bare. And basically, Nadia's been trying to help, and we're going to try and help. So for the next two Saturdays, we're going to go and decorate. We're going to go and paint. We're going to strip some walls, and we're going to paint and hopefully put some carpet down where we can. The lady didn't want carpet in the lounge. She wanted lino type of stuff because she's got two cats and they make a bit of a mess. But that's what she wanted. That's all she said. She wasn't after load, just kind of just have some lino. And we can make a difference in that situation, guys. So I'm looking for volunteers. If you can go like that with your arm, or go like that like with your arm, then you're welcome. We need you. Carl, you're the man. Got his hand up. I like a willing volunteer. So if you're interested in helping, we'll do it for the next two Saturdays. The more helpers we get, the more we can do. Some could do the lounge, some could do the kitchen, some could do the bedroom, you know, and we can make a difference. We can impact. Just a small practical way, but it's an opportunity of just sharing the love of Jesus, yeah? If you maybe not available on Saturday, but you've got other time and you might do something in the week, then we may be able to slot something in there. We need to be making a difference, guys. Are we willing? Jesus was willing. Are we willing? Let's just pray for a minute. Lord, when we look at this story, Lord, it's a well-known story. Some of us know it, Lord, so well. But Lord, it just so reminds us, Lord, of what we were like when we came to you, Lord. We were just on the road to hell, Lord. We were just dying, Lord, with sin. And you've reached out and touched us, Lord. You've said, come into my kingdom. I forgive you. You wrapped your arms around about us, Lord. And Lord, a bit like that leper where you said, you know, go and show yourself to the priest. Don't say anything, Lord. You're saying to us, go into all the world and preach the gospel. You're saying it a little bit different. You're saying, go and tell somebody. Lord, help us to do that, Lord, this week. Lord, give us those opportunities, Lord, to share what you've done, the good news of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the forgiveness and the love that you shower upon us. Forgive us, Lord, when we just forget, Lord, you're loving us now. You are being loved. We are being loved. And Lord, help us to love the unlovely, Lord, to reach out into a hurting, groaning world and make a difference.